street, delighted to take the time to look at what's happening around him, though he is also entirely capable of taut dramatic writing, best demonstrated in Charles I, the book's shortest essay. Liebling's good fortune, and ours, rests in the fact that the New Yorker of his day trusted its top writers to expound upon whatever inspired them. While The Sweet Science focuses mostly on title fights, the outcome is less important than the route Liebling takes to get there. So he toddles over to Ireland for a modest bout simply because it's being held in the town that gave its name to every all-out brawl, Donnybrook. Such whimsy is rarely visible in today's celebrity and scandal-driven market, where every article must reduce to a one-sentence idea, and fact is king. The rare opportunities writers have to treat their subjects goes a long way toward explaining their compressed, overheated prose. They know they aren't likely to get the chance again and only have a few thousand words to fit everything in. By contrast, the Liebling pace is leisurely. What he can't treat in one essay can be easily taken up in the next. Themes evolve and intertwine throughout the 18 pieces. Celebrities are disdained, scandals absent. By the time Sonny Liston became heavyweight champion in 1962, he had attracted notoriety equal to that of Mike Tyson today, yet Liebling barely refers to Liston's criminal past. The rough champion is human.